Rick Mayer of the Division of General Motors presents a brand new comedy show with Miss Edna Best, Andy Devine, Miss Daisy Pitt, music by Opie Case, and starring Love and Abner.
Bob, what have you been doing all morning with them books and papers?
Abner, don't bother me. This is the biggest one idea I ever had.
Well,
I'm forming a new insurance company.
Insurance company? What's the name of it?
The Lumetters Mutual Casualty Benefit Fidelity and Insurance Society of Pine Ridge and Company, Incorporated.
You prepaid it, huh?
Yeah.
Is there any money in that loan?
Money? And who do you think owns all them tall buildings you see in the big cities? Huh? Who do you think owns that big rock of Gibraltar out there in the ocean?
Jack Benny?
The insurance company. Of course, mine's going to be a non-profit.
No profit, company.
That's right. Huh. All the money we take in stays in the company. Of course, we've got to pay salaries to the executives.
Oh, sure.
President and the three vice presidents, first, second, and third.
No shortstop, huh? Well, who are the executives going to be, Lon?
Well, seeing how I thought of the idea, I figured I'd hold down all them jobs myself.
Now I see why it's a non-profit company.
What do you mean?
Well, by the time you get done paying all them salaries to yourself, there won't be no money left for a profit.
America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Yes, any way you look at it, America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Number one in popularity. For more Frigidaire refrigerators serve in more American homes than any other make. Yes, more than 10 million refrigerating units have been built and sold by Frigidaire. Frigidaire is number one in thrilling new advantages, as you can see for yourself at any Frigidaire dealer. And number one in dependability. For Frigidaire refrigerators are made only by General Motors. And this association of experience with experience, of skill with skill, is your guarantee of lasting satisfaction. So, when it comes to a new refrigerator for your home, remember this. The first name you think of is the right one to buy. Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator.
Congratulations, Abner. Let me shake your hand. You're the first customer in my new insurance company.
How do you do? Now I've got to go out and find myself an accident someplace.
Well, an accident ain't the only way you can collect your insurance. You get paid for being sick, too.
Yeah, if I'm real lucky.
Now, take Earl Scudder over in Hatfield. Now, he had one of these insurance policies. When he got sick, he collected for 3 months.
Earl Scudder's dead.
Yeah, but he ain't broke.
No. Lucky step. Hey, Lon, look, there comes that lady from the county seat that was here last week.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I can sell her one of my insurance policies.
Yeah. Well, howdy, ma'am.
Come right in.
How do you do? I'm Miss Pitts of the County Home Economic Bureau. I'm preparing a sample luncheon for 8 Pine Ridge housewives, and I'd like to buy some crab meat for the salad.
Well, sit right down, Miss Pitt. Now, I have a little accident and health insurance here that a fine, intelligent woman like you should swallow hook, line, and sinker.
Oh. Thank you. The county has delegated me to instruct the housewives of Pine Ridge in the new economic policy.
Well, Miss Pitts, I have a very economic policy, too.
Oh, that's fine. I'd like a brand with that's reliable and cheap and tasty.
Well, mine's reliable and cheap.
Well, it might be tasty, too, if you like parchment long.
Do you sell it loose, or does it come in the can?
Well, it comes on paper, but I can stick it in a can.
Here's an old tomato can. You can stick it in there for
me. Yeah. Just stick it in there. You don't mind if it's wrinkled up, do you, Miss Tibbs?
No, I'm going to mix it with mayonnaise and dressing anyway.
Wait a minute. Miss Pitts. You talk like you're fixing to eat this insurance policy.
Well, that's one way of getting sick and collecting.
Oh, dear me. I'm afraid you misunderstood me. I don't want an insurance policy. I just want to buy a can of crab meat.
Crab meat?
Miss Pitts, if you're going to eat that stuff, you'll need an insurance policy.
Only here I am been wasting my time for nothing. Abner, have we got any crab meat?
Yeah, we got some in before the war. It's up there on that top shelf right next to the strong hot dog food there.
Would be on the top shelf where I can't reach it. Abner, come over here and bend down so I can climb up there.
Yeah, all right. Don't dog his lum. It feels like he's got on your baseball shoes again.
Does he always stand in your shoulders like that?
Hello, ma'am. Just when he's reaching for the top shelf.
I got to stop giggling, Abner. I'm coming down. Well, here you are, Miss Pitts. That's 30 cents.
Well, thank you. Here's the money, and good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Well, that's four good days in a row. Longest spell of good weather we've had in winter.
Well, hello, Opie, old friend. Come on in, Abner. Get the cat out of that easy chair and let our guest make himself comfortable while I sell him an accident policy.
Well, he sure needs one. He's bound to have an accident sooner or later the way he plays that clarinet of his.
Opie, suppose you had an accident or you got too sick to work. What would happen to you and your loved ones?
I don't know. I guess they'd throw me out of the house.
Naturally.
Yeah, but Opie, if you had an insurance policy and you're getting paid all the time you're sick, then what would happen?
His loved ones would never let him get any better.
Well, anyway, Opie, all it costs is $3 a month.
$3 a month?
Well, actually, Opie, it comes to just 10 cents a day. You spend that much on a good necktie.
Well, yeah, 10 cents a day ain't much. All right, Lum. Here's a dime. I'll take a day's worth.
A day's worth?
Yeah, but don't make out the policy now. I want to save it for the day I have my accident.
Why don't you spend 20 cents, Opie? That way you get that double identity.
Be quiet. Opie, you can't get it by the day. You got to buy a month's worth.
Well, I ain't got $3 right now, Lum. But I'm expecting some money later on.
Well, that's all right, Opie. You can pay me then. Now, just sign this policy. Here's my can.
Yes, sir. There you are, Lum. Well, I got to run along now. I'll see you later, fellas.
Yeah, come along, Opie.
Opie, wait just a minute. How much money are you expecting later?
Well, I don't know yet, Lum. It all depends on what kind of accident I have. So long.
Granny's Abner, this insurance company of mine's going even better than I thought it would.
Well,
I've already.